Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, we had a fun night at Cold Stone Creamery this week.
We did. Lots of ice cream, lots of doggies, some strange looks.
It was pretty neat. We scooped ice cream, not poop, for one of our favorite charities, Canine Companions for Independence, and lots of folks came out and had an ice cream cone that they might not have had otherwise that night. And they were very generous with our donation jar. So I don't know the totals yet, but I'm thinking we got a nice little donation to CCI.
Right. I think it worked out really well. I know that there was a number of folks came in specifically because of, they were there in the charity. And 15% of all the sales went to CCI. And the donation bowl was pretty full.
It was, and it was folding money, not metal money. It was
It was
very good.
bills. It was nice,
Yeah,
so.
man. And so we were delighted to do that, and maybe we'll get to do it again sometime.
It was fun.
Yeah,
and
it
we got
really
some
was.
ice cream out of it ourselves.
Yeah, their ice cream is really good, folks. Yum. Okay, so now on to other things. Terry's been cruising around the internet.
Can we talk about some stupid?
Sure, we love talking about stupid.
Well, let's start with a poster child for stupid.
Neutro.
Exactly.
What'd they do now, Terry?
Well, they're pulling three of their puppy dog foods from the markets. This was announced on October 1st, and they're pulling it now. Apparently, one of the workers' hard hats fell into the grinding machine and didn't report it, so it ended up with plastic pieces in the puppy food.
Oh, merciful heavens. That is so not
There
good.
was just no way to explain that stupid.
No, there's not.
Because he could have stopped the machine at that moment, dumped all that crap out, saved them the bad publicity, and saved them the recall.
Right.
Been done. And I want to know where the rest of his head went, but.
Don't think we're going
No.
there. But
I have an idea.
no. Yeah, well. Nonetheless, so guys, think a couple times about what dog food you feed your dogs, because this isn't the first time Nutro's done dumb.
No, they've had a number of recalls and investigations, and so just be careful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information out there, and you have to kind of sort through it on your own. This is just Nutro's one that seems to keep hitting our radar, and it's frankly kind of scary. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so just to think about that doggy food. I don't want my dogs ingesting plastic. They pick enough things up.
Amen to
It
that.
doesn't need to be in their dog food. All right. Oh, and one of our personal favorites.
Yes, Michael Vick.
Is he
Woo-hoo.
in the news again?
Well, for a moment in time, he was, because one of his spokespersons announced that he had signed with Nike. Yeah, exactly.
Say it isn't so.
Well, it isn't so, because Nike was quick to correct them, saying,
Not so
no,
much.
we're not signing him for anything, at least at this point.
Okay.
That's my caveat, because you never know what's coming.
Right.
But what they did say is, like many of the professional athletes, they do give them apparel, but he is not a paid spokesperson, and they don't have any intention of doing it, was their retraction, which was very quick to get out there, about 30 minutes after the initial announcement, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wonder where that initial announcement came from and why.
From somebody that doesn't work for him anymore, I
I'm betting
suspect.
right. Oh my stars and bars. Well, you go, Nike. Good job. All right.
What else we got? We got some doggy workers.
Some doggy workers. Yeah, I was just kind of flipping through a dog magazine, and dogs are just being employed in the most amazing ways these days. We've all kind of heard the anecdotal stories about a dog's being able to sniff cancer. But I just read that they might actually be employed as diagnosticians. It said in this article that they can sniff the breath of an individual and determine and alert if that of an individual has ovarian or breast cancer. And how cool is that?
That is really cool.
Dog
I'm not
noses.
surprised, but.
No, not me either. And what I think, y'all, is since I'm into working with diabetic alert dogs, I think dogs can be used as diagnosticians for. I can't say that word three times. Ay, 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 ay. All right, so diagnosticians for diabetes. Why not? I was telling Terry that I know of dogs who are trained for this job, diabetic alert dogs, who are in public with their diabetic and alert on somebody else who's never been diagnosed. And when they do go to the doctor, they are diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, dogs are just plain smart.
Well, I mean, just it makes sense. It's a, you know, their noses are so, superior. And just, pick something, train them, and they can just do it, with cadaver dogs or whatever they are. It all gives off a scent.
Have we mentioned that they're teaching dogs to detect bed bugs now? I don't know if we've talked about that. I don't think we have.
We have not talked about that.
I think that's just flipping amazing because, that's been in the news all over the place in the last couple of years where they're just live bed bugs are everywhere in mattresses and hotels and such.
Right.
And apparently there's some really cool dogs out there who've been taught to detect that smell. And so I'm betting they're making some good bucks because you do not want your hotel infested.
Yeah, and I bet it's only the higher-end hotels using them, though.
betting you're right.
I doubt some of the pay and stays are.
Not so much. But, yeah, since I know I read, a while back that one of the really, really high-end hotels had bed bugs, and so I'm suspecting they have canine employees now, or subcontractors.
Yeah, subcontractors. What a great gig, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Awesome, man. And this is a cool one. Apparently, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has in their employ at least one detection dog for, check this out, locating eggs of indigo snakes, and they're an endangered species. And I just think that's cool. Once again, if you can figure out a thing to do with a dog nose and figure out how to train it, they can find almost anything. It's phenomenal to me. And I think what is happening more and more these days is trainers and dog professionals. Maybe you read something that is, again, anecdotal, but then you start thinking about it, and it's like, wait a minute, can a dog be trained to do that? We're thinking outside the box more than we used to.
Yeah.
And more dogs are having professional careers in all kinds of detection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, I wonder if that'll be covered by the new healthcare program when they start sniffing for cancer, and will they be unionized? Should I cut that out?
No, I think that's great, man. A doggy union. Yes. Fair wages for dog noses.
Exactly.
Well, that just kind of segues into another piece. I've been talking with clients lately, and there needs to be a big overhaul of the healthcare system in the way that they respond to service dogs. For one thing, the insurance companies don't cover service dogs, and what they don't get, like with so many things, these dogs are preventative. A trained service dog for a diabetic, for example, over the lifetime of that diabetic, they're going to moderate the lows and the highs. These folks are going to have way fewer hospitalizations. Their health is going to be, in general, better as they age. I'm not quite certain why the folks who make the decisions with insurance companies can't figure that out.
Well, I mean, clearly it's an educational piece. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. And there's, even if you go into the more simplified things, other preventative things that you could do that they limit, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah, we could go off. I could go off for hours on, why won't you cover my acupuncture? Yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's something that I would like for us to talk about more as time goes along, and hopefully some changes will happen in my lifetime. I don't know if they will or not, but changes do need to happen in laws and in what is covered by insurance, and it's all about the dogs, at least in my world.
Yeah. Did see something that just popped in my mind. A show the other night, it was this week actually, on the Learning Channel or something, that Marquette University, which is in Michigan, Marquette, Michigan, is studying dog vocals and putting correlations to actions to dogs so they can start to understand the language.
They're really going to learn how to speak dog.
They're trying to learn to speak dog.
About time.
Now, Marquette's not a huge community or college, and it looked like it's a pretty small lab, but they've got a funding and they've got the studies going, and the idea is that they start, they're kind of correlating the actions and the voices and trying to put these pieces together and see what it means.
That is really neat.
It was neat. It was a neat show.
I would love to see where that goes.
Yeah, it'll be another decade, I bet, before too much comes out of it, because they're still collecting and analyzing.
But canine language, you know, how cool. I always say I speak dog, but I guess not 100%.
Yeah. Kind of broken dog.
Yeah, broken dog. All right.
We got anything else?
I don't for today, guys. We're going to be out doing some doggy events and doing some new interviews soon.
Yeah.
And look for them at barkradio.com.
All right. We'll see you guys.